This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Today we're closely watching developments unfolding in the Middle East. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas has resigned. Mr. Abbas announced his resignation earlier today at a meeting of the Palestinian Parliament. The end of his tenure as Prime Minister after just 4 months in office intensifies worries about the roadmap to peace in the Middle East. Also today, Israel confirmed that it had targeted a founder of Hamas in a missile strike in Gaza City. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from Ramallah. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
And are we sure that Mahmoud Abbas has actually resigned and it's been accepted?
Yeah, the situation has been clarified here. Palestinian legislators who have just ended their meeting here with Yasser Arafat confirm that Arafat has accepted Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas's resignation, tendered today at midday in Ramallah. One legislator called it a great loss, a blow to the peace process. Another legislator who had been behind this, a no-confidence push that didn't come to fruition, but had been behind a push to get rid of Abbas, said the resignation unifies the Palestinians, in the sense that Americans and Israelis cannot dictate the terms to them any longer. Yet another legislator said he was disappointed that Arafat didn't provide an explanation of why the resignation had been accepted during what was an extremely and what has become an extremely perilous time for the peace process. As you mentioned, just hours after Abbas quit, Israel attempted to assassinate the spiritual leader of Hamas in Gaza. He was injured in the past. Since August 19th, the Jerusalem bus bombing, 11 Hamas militants have been killed. Today's strike prompted Hamas to call for mass demonstrations in Gaza tonight. And according to news agency reports, at least one avowed to try to kill Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. So a day of spiraling tension, some urgent developments that began with the news that the Palestinian Prime Minister has resigned. A successor is going to be picked within the next 2 weeks as Abbas acts as a caretaker.
Julie, can we tell now what prompts Mahmoud Abbas's resignation, in addition to all what you've outlined, why he chose to take this action now?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the cycle of violence that is once again accelerating, Israel's assassination campaign, I think Arafat's own resistance to extend to Abbas powers to curb militant factions, all cited as reasons that Abbas, who was a reluctant prime minister to begin with, felt that he had a mission impossible on his hands, as one legislator put it. The Palestinian legislatures were a little bit more forthcoming about their closed meeting today, where he explained his own decision. They said the internal politics, the internal situation made it untenable, meaning to say that Abbas couldn't fire people. He was blocked from instituting reforms, from tackling corruption, from consolidating security forces. Those same forces of the U.S. and Israel had pushed for consolidation in order to better combat militant groups attacking Israel. But the harder, you know, Israel pushed after that August 19th bus bombing that killed 21 in Jerusalem, the more the popular opinion swung behind militant resistance. So it was a very tough thing to try to crack down on. But the failure of Abbas to stay on was put down mostly to the failure of Israel and the United States to give him more backing, more breathing room, and more results on the Israeli side to show for his own efforts.
Mm-hmm. Do you get any sense, Julie, from the legislators, other people with whom you've been able to speak, that, as we note, Mr. Abbas is still head of the caretaker government for the next few weeks? There's, I guess you noted, an election in 2 weeks. Is there going to be any undertaking to ask him to stay on, to say, look, we can get Yasser Arafat to compromise or this or that, or to offer you more control over security forces? Is he done as an asset and in the peace process?
Yeah, well, at least one legislator did suggest that she hoped he'd be back in 2 weeks. But you get the sense that, no, there's a drive to find someone new. And as I say, they do have 2 weeks to do it. I asked Mr. Muneed al-Masri, who was the man tapped before Abbas had been tapped, if he was asked, and he said, basically, if nominated, I will not serve. So this is still very, very much up in the air.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Ramallah. Thanks very much.
Thank you.